You're listening to Stray FM's Ready for Yorkshire 2019 with Pete Edgerton and Tom Harland.
Yes, welcome along. Thank you for downloading the Stray FM Ready for Yorkshire 2019 podcast, the podcast that aims to give you information as much as we possibly can within the confines of the audio medium, as much information as we can about Yorkshire 2019, the UCI Road World Championships that are coming to Harrogate. Specifically, the finish of every single race will be in Harrogate between the 21st of September and the 29th of September. We're going to take in a whole load of the rest of Yorkshire as well, but we're going to do our utmost to tell you everything you need to know. My name's Tom Harland.
And my name's Pete Edgerton from Stray FM Daytime. So we've got plenty more. There are so many pages on the website for you to plough through, strayfm.com. Or you can simply pick Tom up and take him home because he is Stray FM's UCI Road World Championship guru.
Now, dear podcast listener, I'm going to bring you into the inner sanctum here. I'm going to allow you into my club because I will genuinely answer questions that you have about the UCI Road World Championships. I'll tell you how to get in touch later in the podcast because we've got absolutely loads to get through. We've got an unbelievable list of guests and contributors that have come together to join us for this podcast, from the bigwigs to the people who actually literally describe themselves as not being that important, yeah, but they really, really are.
Just everyday people who are excited about the prospect of the event coming, and we're covering different people's concerns as well with certain questions answered. So let's get underway now, because obviously with so many people from around the world coming into the area and a huge TV audience globally, it's a massive opportunity for anybody involved in hospitality in this area. So Tom has been chatting to Linda Bradley from the Cedar Court Hotel in Harrogate, and her title is
Minister of Fun for the Cedar Court Hotel. Best job title ever,
isn't it? Just, I absolutely love my job title because everybody's intrigued by it. They want to know, what on earth does she do for a living? And it is all just fun.
And we're not going to go politics. We promised it. We actually did actually promise this before we started recording. But wouldn't it be good if there was a Minister of Fun?
Wouldn't it? Why isn't there? I mean, why isn't there? Come on, Boris.
So, you're from the Cedar Court Hotel. You've got, obviously, the hotel in the centre of Harrogate, just opposite the Stray. But you've got a kind of, you've got more hotels. You're a kind of small independent chain, aren't you?
We are. We are a small independent chain, but we're the largest independent chain in Yorkshire. We have four hotels, and three of our hotels are actually welcoming teams over.
Now, this is really exciting, mm-hmm, because you're going to get a real inside sort of behind the scenes look at this, aren't you? Because you've got a couple of European teams coming to the hotel in Harrogate, haven't
you? We have, yes. We have the Spanish and Italian, or some of the Spanish and Italian teams arriving to our Harrogate hotel. We've got bedroom logistics being changed. Everything. I mean, at the minute, it's how many single duvet covers can you get in a van? Just to try and get everything sorted. I mean, the logistics behind this are amazing. Honest to God, it's been brilliant. It's so exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think it really starts to hit home when you talk to somebody like yourself about what your preparations are, just how many different, what the culture kind of mix and clash is going to be over these 9 days, because that's two. And if I, correct me if I'm wrong, and I think I'm right, but it's about 90 teams that are coming from, 90 countries that are coming from around the world for this.
So it's a good job we've got good hotels in Harrogate.
It is, isn't it? And not just
bedrooms
in Harrogate, because you've got hotels, your other hotels are in places like Wakefield and Bradford, and so it's actually impacting the whole county, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is. We are going to benefit massively from this as a hospitality industry. For some of those days in Harrogate, you cannot get a bedroom for love nor money. I mean, that is brilliant to be able to say, because we've got a lot of bedrooms in Harrogate. And I think for us, it's the impact that it'll have moving forward. Harrogate is going to be shown off amazingly well over this time. And as somebody who works in the hospitality industry, to actually show us off at our best as to what people can come and see and do in Harrogate, it's actually a no-brainer in the hotel industry.
Absolutely. Combined TV audience, they think, over the 9 days of over 250 million people. You can't buy that kind of exposure, can you?
We will take that. Thank you.
So, how different is it for your hotel having kind of professional sports people in it? Have you had to make like changes to menus? Have you had to like designate a room for static bikes?
We have, yes. logistically, it's been really interesting. I think the staff have really risen to the challenges because, yes, the menus have to change. I mean, these teams have chefs, you know. And
have you had to hand over the kitchens to outside chefs?
No, we haven't had to hand over the kitchens.
Just imagining an Italian man walking and going, this is my kitchen now.
You see, that's where the politics could start.
Right.
No, logistically, it has been... It has been really interesting, and yes, we've had to give over rooms to bikes. The car parks have had to be cordoned off in all kinds of different ways. You know, different.
They've got like big team coaches, and
massive
stuff.
Team coaches, yeah. Loads of team cars, and you know, we are prime place because we've got an amazing car park. Mm. You know, and that's all been taken over. Extra electricity points that are needed. Extra water channels that are needed because all the bikes have to be cleaned and look pristine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the actual, it's not just we need 100 bedrooms. It's we need 100 bedrooms, but we need most of them to be twins.
They're not going
to
be booking them on like late rooms or hotels.com. They've got serious logistics in here, aren't they?
This has been in the planning for the past couple of years.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to see it now actually starting to come to plan. And some of the teams have already started arriving, you know, because they're training. You know, you'll see them out in the car parks training. You know, it's it's a really good thing for the staff, our team, to see as well.
Yeah.
How an event like this comes together, I think, is, you know, really interesting.
Add that to my list of nosy parker activities. I'm going for a walk past the Cedar Court just to see what's going on. Right. So, Linda, thank you so much. And how do you think over the future? Because obviously 9 days, it's important. But a lot of people are talking about the trade-off between disruption and benefit here. As a hospitality industry and as a resident of the town, how do you think this is going to benefit the town over the coming months, years after this event?
I don't think it can do anything but benefit. And I think, obviously, you hear the negative side of this. And we've known about this for a long, long time now. So as a hotel, logistically, we have had to arrange different dates with our suppliers because they have to get to us. We still have to feed these people. So we still need the suppliers need to get to us. So as long as you plan it, you should be fine. And for us as a hotel, the benefits of having this here far outweigh the negatives.
Are you going to get to see some cycling? Are you going to enjoy the fun?
I'm seeing some cycling in the car park
every day.
Yeah. I'm hoping so. There's an absolutely amazing app. Have you seen the app?
The Yorkshire 2019 app.
Oh my goodness
me.
Yes,
all across that. Absolutely.
Oh, that is, I'm loving that. I love a good app. I'm loving that. Yes.
Well, we highly recommend downloading that if you haven't downloaded it already. And we'll have been talking about that lots on this podcast, I'm sure. Linda, hopefully I'll see you down the fan zone at some point and we'll enjoy the racing. Thank you so much for coming in. Linda Bradley from the Cedar Court Hotels.
Thank you, Tom.
Everything you need for the UCI Road World Cycling Championships. This is Stray FM's Ready for Yorkshire 2019.
I've not got that app.
So what do I search for?
Search for Yorkshire 2019 on the App Store and you do that
right.
While we have a run through of what's coming up on the rest of this podcast. So we'll be speaking to a local cycling enthusiast who cannot wait for Yorkshire 2019 to arrive.
I've downloaded it. It's downloaded now. There we go. It's working. Also coming up as well, the volunteers, so important in the UCI Road World Championship. We've got a young lady who is very excited from Skipton.
We'll also be talking to the people that really matter, the organisers, the movers and shakers in both Harrogate and Ripon to find out what's going on for both residents and visitors alike.
We're going to be putting your questions, your concerns about road and public transport and things like that to North Yorkshire County Councillor Don McKenzie.
We'll also be speaking to a real cycling expert. Don't take our word for it. He's on the telly and everything. Ned Bolting, a TV cycling commentator, will be on the show.
Looking forward to that one. And a very important man as well, the chief executive himself, the CEO of Yorkshire 2019, Andy Hindley, is going to be on.
And that's all still to come here on Ready for Yorkshire 2019 from Stray FM. Now, there are plenty of local connections to the riders of Yorkshire 2019, the most famous of which, of course, is Otley's own British champion, world champion, Commonwealth champion, and Olympic silver medalist. I'm building this up like she's going to be on the show. She's not. Her name is Lizzie Deignan, though.
There are also other connections, including a very promising junior rider who will be riding in the Women's Junior Road Race. Her name is Abby Smith from Ripon.
Now, last week, Will Smith spoke to Abby when he was sitting in for Nick Hancock on Stray FM's Breakfast Show, and she was live from Holland, where she was very much focused on her racing.
Good morning, Will.
Thank you so much, by the way, for taking the time out to talk to us this morning from Holland. In fact, let's have a weather check live from Holland this morning. What's it like?
At the moment, it's cloudy, but it's meant to be sunny later on.
Oh, so. you should be over here this morning. It's lovely here, dry and sunny this morning round here. Anyway, let's find out what you're doing in Holland this morning then, because you're cycling in Holland today, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I've got a 3-day stage race, which starts today.
Okay, fantastic. So you are a student at Ripon Grammar then,
but you
clearly don't get any time to go to Ripon Grammar because you're doing so many great things in the world of cycling.
I'm not there all of the time. I've got quite a lot of work to catch up on, yeah.
Okay, and you've been selected then for the UCI Road World Junior Cycling Team, which is big, big news for you.
Oh, it's massive, yeah. The fact that it's in Yorkshire makes it such a big deal because... obviously, riding a home world champ in your home county, not many people can say that they've done that. So, really special.
And just exactly, how did this come about then? When did you get the call and how's it come about that you've got into this team?
We were told about a week ago, I think. So, it took a while after, because we were all waiting from about the middle of August to find out if we were in. So, it's just an accumulation of the results that we've built up through the year and how well we work in the team, and you know, it's really tight, really difficult call to make.
Okay, so you're going to be cycling on Friday the 27th then on the leg that goes from Doncaster to Harrogate. And just exactly how tough is that going to be?
Well, it's a fairly flat course for about the first 60 kilometers, but there could be some wind, so that might be a really difficult one. And then it picks up, gets a bit hilly into Harrogate, so that should be fun and suits me a bit more.
Do you like the hills, do you?
I do, yeah. I think having grown up around dreadful things that are 33%, then yeah, I'm well used to them, let's
Quite
say.
Quite used to them, absolutely. And what have all your friends said about this at Ripon Grammar then? Are they all going to come out and support you then on this leg of the race?
I've heard there may be a group coming out, yeah, which would be lovely if I could see them in Harrogate at the end.
Absolutely, and it's just going to be so buzzing absolutely everywhere. Well, honestly, on behalf of Stray FM, congratulations on being selected. We will be rooting for you. I mean, we're following every day, so we'll be rooting for you on this Friday as well. And thank you so much for taking the time out to speak to us this morning on the radio, and the very best of luck for a couple of weeks' time. It's all go for you, Abby. Thank you for chatting to us.
Thanks, Will.
You're listening to Stray FM's Ready for Yorkshire 2019 with Pete Edgerton and Tom Harland.
Great Britain cyclist Abby Smith there. Good luck to her. She was talking to Will Smith on Stray FM's Breakfast Show when he was in for Nick Hancock last week. And good luck to her next Friday, the 27th of September, when she takes part in the Women's Junior Road Race.
You're listening to Ready for Yorkshire 2019, a free podcast from Stray FM. Hello, my name's Pete Edgerton.
And my name's Tom Harland.
And coming up, we are chatting to a man who knows quite a bit about cycling, it's fair to say, TV commentator Ned Balting. Now, just have a listen to this. Where do you think in Yorkshire Ned is talking about here?
It's a specific town.
We're so fed up with their Mardy attitude.
all going to kick off.
I'm going to take cover for this one. Definitely tin hats at the ready. Also, we've been putting your questions as well and concerns to North Yorkshire County Councillor Don McKenzie. So that's on the way a little bit later.
There are lots of local residents who are very excited for the UCI Road World Cycling Championships to come to Yorkshire. And Pete has been speaking to one such resident who can't wait for the cycling to arrive. Dave Burns loves cycling so much, he's even changed his job.
My new career is now teaching little ones to ride bikes, and then I also deliver bikeability to kids in schools, be it in Leeds, but more and more my work is becoming private work. And for example, for the last 2 weeks, I've been working at Kirkby Miles Yard Church of England Primary School, teaching all the children in the school to ride a bike and all the ones who can ride on the road to ride on the road safely.
A very rewarding job to get those young people on bikes safely and just teach them how great cycling can be, I'm sure.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, just the little faces, some of the little children are going, I can't do this, can't do this. And then all of a sudden, when they see me stood at the other side of the playground and realise they have done it, their smiles are priceless. And it just, you know, makes all the hard work worthwhile.
So where did the passion for cycling come in your household?
When I was at school, I was called Dave the Bike, because no matter where I went, when I went to the grammar school as a young child, I went everywhere on my bike, and I've loved cycling all my life. And then when I went into hospitality, cycling, just because of the hours, I didn't do as much. And then when I moved back to Harrogate in 2001, I made a group of friends who are all into the bikes, and it's sort of just snowballed from there, really.
So with regards to the UCIs, obviously you're very much looking forward to it. You know as well as I do that there are people who are just not into it. There are those who are very much concerned that it's going to disrupt their day-to-day maybe commute to work or school or get into hospitals and things like that. Why, in your opinion, should people be bothered about this event?
It's going to put Harrogate and Yorkshire on the worldwide map. I mean, when the Tour de France came 5 years ago, I was banging on about it and everyone was complaining. And yes, it was only for a weekend or a day, but it was absolutely huge and a lot of people did enjoy it. This is a slightly different kettle of fish because it's, you know, it's over 9 days. And I do appreciate there is going to be disruption and stuff. But, you know, we've had plenty of time to organise. But again, that doesn't help people that are going to have to close just because of permanent road closures or for whatever. But, it, you know, we've got to think of the big pictures. It's just for 9 days. And then, you know, hopefully it'll just increase the profile of the town and the counties in general and just bring more people to Yorkshire.
So with regards to your business, are you stopping for the week or are you doing bits in between? How's it working?
I've sort of worked around it. I've had to cancel the 2 weekends that I do my magic hours, purely and simple because I could get to where I train, but a lot of the people possibly couldn't get to me for whatever reasons, whether it's closures or just sheer volume of traffic. So I've done extra work and worked a bit harder before, and I'm working a bit harder after to make up that. And then I'm just going to enjoy the cycling. And then the day that I can't actually use the road outside my house, I've booked my van in the garage to get some work done. So it'll get there first thing before the road closes, and I'll pick it up once the road's open again.
And with regards to the actual championships, what are you most looking forward to seeing, or who are you most looking forward to seeing?
Well, I've got a good friend, Steve Bate, who is a Paralympian. He's cycling on the Saturday from Beverley on the tandems. So I'm looking forward to seeing Steve competing at a competitive level as opposed to a friend level on the Saturday. And then just seeing some of the, you know, the talent, the young talent that's coming through, and obviously seeing the elite ladies and men's race on the final Saturday and Sunday, which, you know, that's like some of the greatest cyclists in the world that you see, or I see on telly on a regular basis, you know, riding within 500 metres of my doorstep.
No, it's going to be great. It really is. And just finally, Dave, with regards to the school children and the young people who you meet, who you've been teaching, what's their attitude towards it all? Are they as excited as you are?
Yeah, I mean, well, Kirkby Miles Yard now, where the village is decked out in flags and little mini rainbow jerseys, and Ripon's the same. And I haven't even had a chance to get into Harrogate yet, but just looking on social media, things are starting to happen. So the kids are all excited, you know, and these are the next generation. And, you know, if we can get kids out on bikes and then excited about cycling, then, you know, that and getting folk into Yorkshire and Harrogate, you know, surely we're all winners.
This is Stray FM's Ready for Yorkshire 2019.
If you would like to find out more about Dave's business, because he does some amazing stuff with school children and young people all around the area, it's I Want to Ride My Bike. You can find him on Facebook.
And Dave is actually going to be doing sessions at the Cycle Expo Yorkshire, which is a big event happening at the Great Yorkshire Showground on the first weekend of Yorkshire 2019. You can buy half price tickets for that online at strayfm.com's voucher shop.
Nice little plug.
It's not my first rodeo. Now, we talked to a rider who is excited about Yorkshire 2019. We talked to a resident who is excited about Yorkshire 2019. But why is it such a big deal that this World Championships is coming to our doorsteps? Why is cycling's biggest event so big and so important? If cycling mystifies you, worry no longer, because we have an expert on hand. He's a TV commentator, travels all around the world to various events, covering the biggest and best riders from all across the planet. His name is Ned Bolting, and we started by asking him how excited he is for the UCI Road World Championships to be coming to Yorkshire.
I'm hugely excited. You know, a curious thing is I've never been to the World Championships. They happen every year. A lot of my colleagues have, and obviously a lot of the riders and the staff who go, and everybody reports back. And a lot of spectators who've gone overseas in the past to follow them. A lot of people I know report back and say it's a unique experience. It's a sort of one-off atmosphere, and nothing compares with it. So the fact that it's coming to Yorkshire and Harrogate, you know, on a daily basis over the coming week, is absolutely exceptional.
I, for one, think it's a real privilege that you're breaking your World Championship duck by coming to see us and being with us for a week or for 9 days.
Popping your UCI cherry, Ned.
Exactly. What a strange image that is.
So, Ned, if I'm someone who... I was describing myself the other day to someone as... Someone said to me, are you a big cycling fan? Because you seem very excited by this. And I said, do you know, big is a very strong word. I would call myself an Olympic cycling fan, get very excited about whether it's track or time trial or road racing around the Olympics, but the rest of the time probably leave it be. If someone is even less of a cycling fan than me, why should they be excited that this is coming to their doorstep?
Well, the Olympics are, it's a strange thing, you know. The Olympics for track cycling, which is obviously how, you know, Britain's had a great deal of success in track cycling going back a couple of decades now. That is the pinnacle of the achievement in the track cycling world, an Olympic medal there. But the Olympic road race, with respect to it, is great. It's a terrific achievement, but it's nothing like the pinnacle of the sport, really. It's a bit of an afterthought. The World Championships, specifically the road races, and the rainbow jersey that you would have heard about that goes to the winner, is the true icon of the sport. You know, if you want to compare it with the claret jug for the Open golf or the Jules Rimet trophy, you know, that's the thing that defines the success or otherwise of great careers. Mark Cavendish is a really good case in point. You know, Mark Cavendish has won 30 stages of the Tour de France. Only the greatest rider there's ever been, Eddie Merckx in the 70s, won more than him, and yet probably the single biggest day in his prestigious racing career that's coming to a close now that he will remember and treasure more than any other is in 2011 when he won the rainbow jersey at the World Road Race Championships in Copenhagen. It's a standalone achievement, and it's a tremendous symbol of everything that makes this sport great.
So with regards to all the different races, Ned, can you explain the difference for those people who don't know exactly how it's going to work?
Yeah, there's a lot of innovation. It sort of styles it according to its own wishes. And Yorkshire, the organising committee, have been incredibly innovative. So they're doing things that have never been tried or done before at these UCI World Championships. Specifically, on Saturday, they are integrating some Paralympic events as well, which is absolutely terrific. So there are three top-level Paralympic races that aren't officially World Championship races, but they're as good as in all but name. And they're just amazing. You know, I was privileged to work on the Paralympics for Channel 4 back in 2012 and covered the road racing program down at Brands Hatch. And it blew my mind. And it produced images and performances that I will never forget. And one of the great things about these three races on Saturday is that men and women compete against each other. Different types of bike compete against each other. They're all on the road at the same time. You know, hand bikes, trikes, tandems for visually impaired athletes, plus all the different classifications of cyclists according to their level of impairment. So that's like fascinating and a bit mad, but incredibly impressive. And then we go through the age groups as well. So you get junior races, you get men's and women's junior races, men's and women's time trials, which is in cycling, right? It's called the race of truth, because there's nowhere to hide. You can't draft off another wheel. It's simply you against the clock, one athlete after another. They come in the middle of the week. But it does all, with respect to all those other races, and they're fascinating, and they're often a good indication of who's going to be winning the Tour de France in years to come, it does build towards a crescendo. And the final weekend is really, in many people's eyes, what it's all about, ultimately, with the Elite Women's Road Race Championship on Saturday, and then the same again for the men on Sunday, and that's what brings it to a close.
So is that the weekend that you would say, if you had to pick out of all of that lot, that's the weekend that people should aim to get to?
Well, I think it's the obvious one, but that doesn't mean it's necessarily the best one, because, listen, I've covered the Tour de France in Yorkshire, I've covered the Tour de Yorkshire every year of its existence, so I know how big the crowds are going to be. And believe me, a lot of people will be thinking, I want to target that weekend, that's the race I want to see. So whether or not it's advisable, because, you might find that you've got no vantage point. You know, one thing's for sure, I don't think you're going to get anywhere near the finish line in Harrogate unless you get there at 3 o'clock in the morning and sort of or camp the night before.
Yeah, we've got a book in our reception on the coffee table from the Tour de France when it was here, and some of those images of the amount of people who are on Parliament Street in the centre of Harrogate, so we're expecting the same, if not more, this time around. So yeah, you're absolutely right. It's probably a good idea to get out there and see something a little bit different and maybe get to a different part of the course. If you're going to pick a part of the course that wasn't the finish line, Ned, where's a good place to go and watch cycling? Because one of the criticism people have is, as a spectator,
I know what's coming. Is
that it flies past in about 20 seconds and you're done. In fact, you probably get more police cars than you do bikes fly past you. But where would be a good place to go? What type of place?
So listen, here's the thing. Don't think that you are about to appreciate this. If you've never seen a bike race before, don't equate it with going to watch a football match or going to, you know, watch it. It's not, as you quite rightly said, it's a completely different experience. So with that in mind, a couple of things to say. One is, embrace the experience in its totality. You know, get there nice and early. There will be other people doing the same as you. Go over with your thermos of tea or your crate of beer. Offer them a beer or a cup of tea and a biscuit. Introduce yourselves. Ask them where they're from. And you will find that very soon a roadside community emerges. And they won't just be from Yorkshire, by the way. They'll from be all over these shores. And they will come in their tens of thousands from overseas as well. So make friends by the side of the roads. Come prepared to feed yourselves throughout the day and to feed other people around you. Embrace that side of it, because that's very much like the Tour de France and what road racing is all about. And the two other, on a practical note, don't ever try and watch a bike race on a downhill section, because it goes past fast anyway. If they're going downhill, it'll be even faster. Although, I'd say one of the great things about the road race circuit is it's a circuit, so you get a few bites of the cherry. You know, they come round repeatedly.
Seven laps on the men's race, I think, yeah.
So you know, that's pretty good. That's different from the Tour de France. And the other thing I'd say is, if possible, the only way of actually following a race is to watch it on the telly, right? So, you know, if you're really genuinely interested in how the race is unfolding and you want to follow it, you know, from the sporting set, it might be a good idea to be quite near a pub. Well, you can dive in and out of, sit yourselves down, put your, you know, weight off, follow it for a little bit, follow it for 20 minutes, half an hour on the telly, so that you know what's happening. By the time they flip past again, you've got a sense of the shape of the race and what's going on.
I like your thinking. Definitely buy a pub. Sounds like a plan to me.
And one of the good things about it this year is, one of the criticisms we get about the Tour de Yorkshire is, the coverage is great, by the way. It's on ITV and it's great. But one of the problems is it cuts to adverts, which obviously it has to do on ITV. Pateley Bridge in particular have a real bee in their bonnet about the fact they get missed every year, because they're just before one of the big climbs. They're just before Greenhow Hill. So every year they're like, they missed us again. This year it's on the BBC. The World Championship are on the BBC. So you will get on the telly.
You know, we do it on purpose.
We're
so fed up with their Mardy attitude. The unwelcoming citizens of Pateley Bridge.
I would tread very carefully, Ned. I would tread very carefully there.
You're right. I mean, listen, it's great that all my friends and colleagues, we all know each other. They'll do an excellent job of it. And it's public service broadcasting, isn't it? So it'll be uninterrupted, yeah.
And it just very quickly, because we do have to wrap up, but if you could give us a couple of names to look out for, who are the cyclists we should be watching out for?
Well, I think, if I just restrict it to the elite women and men's road race on the Saturday and Sunday, two ends of the experience and age spectrum, I think that Marianne Vos, who won Olympic gold medal in London in 2012 and is the greatest road racer with the possible exception of Yorkshire's Beryl Burton going back a couple of decades. But in the modern era, Voss is untouchable. Her career nearly came to an end. I think she will win on Saturday, or certainly be incredibly hard to beat. And it'll be a wonderful emotional moment for a rider who's achieved everything and has come back from potentially the end of her career through injury and illness. And in the men's race, I mean, who knows what might happen? There's such wonderful talent. But watch out in particular for the Frenchman, Julien Alaphilippe, who I don't know how closely you might have followed the Tour de France, lit the race up this year and was quite the most charismatic racer we've seen for years. And he's in with a very good chance of winning the title.
Well, listen, Ned, thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. I mean, you're pretty FA with Yorkshire now, so you know where you're going. You know what you're talking about, given how many times you've been here. So enjoy the week and thanks again.
Brilliant. Looking forward to it. I'll be up the motorway fairly soon and I'll be with you. Looking forward to it.
Everything you need for the UCI Road World Cycling Championships. This is Stray FM's Ready for Yorkshire 2019.
Thank you so much, Ned Bolting, for coming on the Ready for Yorkshire 2019 podcast from Stray FM. What a hero. He's not actually involved in the coverage for Yorkshire 2019 on the telly this time round. He will be here, though. He's going to be at the Royal Hall doing some really exciting-sounding shows where he's getting some of his cycling legendary friends to come along and get involved. So if you like the sound of that, check out the Harrogate Convention Centre website to see if there's any tickets left. He also mentioned a legend in her own right of cycling history from Yorkshire, Beryl Burton.
What a name.
What a name. Fantastic.
Great name.
And not just a great name, she had a great career. Over 90 British championships, 7 world championships, loads of records as well. Absolute cycling hero. Probably put cycling on the map in the time when it was
you
really
can imagine,
growing as a sport.
With a name like that, I can hear her doing the news. It's 9 o'clock. I'm Beryl Burton. I think it would work perfectly.
But on the flip side of that, if you Google her, the images of her, they're proper 2019 Instagram images. They wouldn't look out of place.
Yeah, they really are. Now, coming up, we're going to be hearing from Nick Hancock at breakfast on Stray FM, who's going to be telling you why you need to listen every single day next week during the UCI Road World Championship.
But right now, here on Ready for Yorkshire 2019, we need to tell you about the routes and where the races are going when. Could be a really dry, boring list, so we decided to sex it up with a piece of music. Listen out for the name of your town, because that's the day you need to pay attention to.
Day one, Saturday the 21st, the Paracycling International, Wetherby, Spofforth, Little Ribston, Knaresborough, Scotton, Burton Leonard, Wormald Green, Ripley, Killinghall and Harrogate.
We move to day two, where the mixed team time trial relay, try saying that after a few, will take place on the Harrogate circuit. But do watch out, because in the morning there will be the public sportive ride too. The roads will be open, but loads of bikes about. We'll tell you more about that later on.
Day three, the men and women junior time trial, which again is taking in the Harrogate circuit.
Day four, the men's under 23 and women's elite time trial will go through Ripon, Wormald Green, Ripley, Hamthwaite and Harrogate.
Day five, the men elite time trial, which takes in Beedale, Massam, Kirby Malzard, Rispleth, Ripley, Killinghall and Harrogate.
Day six, the 26th of September, the men's junior road race will take the place through the Dales from Richmond to Kettlewell, Kilnsey, Burnsall, Bolton Abbey, Kexgill, Blubberhouses and the Harrogate circuit again.
Day seven already, the women's junior and men's under 23 road race, which takes in Wetherby, Spofforth, Boroughbridge, Ripon, Pateley Bridge, Blubberhouses and the Harrogate circuit.
Day eight, Saturday the 28th, women's elite road race will take in Shipley as it heads from Bradford through Otley, Summerbridge, Pateley Bridge, Massam, Ripon, Burstwith and the Harrogate circuit.
And we've reached the end already. Sunday the 29th of September, day nine, the men's elite road race is going to be some big names in this, taking in Yeadon, Otley, Ilkley, Addingham, Skipton, the Dales, Massam, Ripon, Ripley, Killinghall and the Harrogate circuit.
There you go. So
you were throwing some shapes.
I was getting lost in the music. So let's get back to the job at hand here on the Ready for Yorkshire 2019 podcast, because we're going to investigate what's going on in some of those towns. Oh, and by the way, if you want to check what's happening at various towns, if you want to know when those roads will be closed in specific detail, you can find all that detail online at strayfm.com/UCI.
Now, time for our next guest. Tom's been speaking to the Harrogate Business Improvement District, Harrogate BID, their manager, Elizabeth Murphy, about how great it should be for the area, the fact that all the cycling is coming through, because let's face it, there should be some serious footfall through the town centre, right?
Yes, let's hope so. And Harrogate, the message that the bidder wanted to send out is that Harrogate's on for business. We're doing a lot of things to try and support the businesses, even from bunting up on Beaulieu Street, and we've got some quite funky bikes that are going in everyone's windows if we can get them out to the businesses.
I've started to see those, yeah, excellent.
But we're just trying to say that, yes, Harrogate Town Centre and the businesses welcome the world, but we also want our regulars to come in. Harrogate is open for business. And we want that message out there. It may be a little bit of an inconvenience sometimes during the actual race finishes, but during the morning times, there is no race. It's sort of out there in the district. But Harrogate is open for business. People like Marks and Spencers are opening later on the Fridays, Saturdays of the last weekends to try and support the amount of people that we are sort of being told will be in. And it's things like that that businesses are trying to adapt to support the people that will want to go in and see what's there.
Now, obviously, people are a little bit concerned because of things like parking and the multi-storey car parks are going to be closed and all that sort of thing. But I guess the advice is that if you can get into the town centre, if you can walk, if you can use public transport, because the buses are still running throughout the whole event, then things are going to be not just as normal, but there's even going to be some extra fun involved, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. This is one of the things that we wanted to bring, is the additionality into the town of what else we can support the businesses with to make people want to come into the town and not just go to the fan zone and not just watch the bikes, but as part of everything, come and enjoy Harrogate. Business Improvement District, we've created Harrogate Autumn Offers. And this autumn booklet isn't just for the 10 days of the UCI. We want to do it into the end of October. So it's sort of, we're going to be handing that out and we're going to be sort of promoting. This isn't just for now. This is for you to come back. We want to leave that legacy of, if you like what you see now, come back.
There's nothing to stop you as a resident using these offers,
absolutely,
is there?
This is definitely for residents. Mm. It's for people that are actually going to keep this town open for us as well. You know, so there's some great offers in there. And we're trying to get that booklet out. We've even going to put it into, with the support of Harrogate Bus Company, we're putting it onto the buses, we're putting it into the lead station. We're trying to say, look, there is a reason to visit Harrogate, and yes, we are open.
Excellent. What sort of things can we expect from the offers? Any sneak previews you can give us?
Discounts from the Turkish baths. Some of the bars have got involved. There's an offer on cream teas. Of course there is. but it's quite eclectic. There's a discount from the nail bar. So you name it, there is something for everybody.
Excellent stuff. And I believe, if I read the press release rightly, that we're hoping this will be a big success and then there'll be more of these offer booklets in the future. So it's not just for the bikes.
Absolutely. No, it's not just for the bikes. What we're trying to do is get out to visitors, residents and people who work in the town themselves, that look, come and shop local, support local. And that's what we're doing. And hopefully if people really enjoy the Harrogate Autumn Offer booklet, that we'll look at producing a Christmas one.
Excellent.
And being able to promote all what's going on at Christmas.
And it'll be a big old Christmas this year after being on the world stage, won't it?
I do believe it will, yes.
Yeah, excellent. So let's talk a bit about the extra stuff that you're doing then, because I know that particularly over the weekends when people are going to be looking for things to do, maybe coming down and sampling, seeing what's going on with these world championships, there's extra entertainment. So if you don't fancy, maybe the fan zone might be a bit too crowded for you, if you want to do your shopping and enjoy some of the atmosphere as well, this could be for you, couldn't it?
Yes, what we're trying to do again is to bring people in all different aspects and different areas of the town centre. So the bidder bringing again street entertainment, so they will actually move around. We won't be in one place, we won't block anywhere. We're wanting to showcase the town, and by putting street entertainment in all sorts of different places, we'll be doing that. So you will be able to see Lego men, you'll even be able to see stilt walking unicorns.
Oh, brilliant. That really is something for everyone. My son will be very excited by Lego men. Very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited by Lego men.
No, I won't.
They're huge.
When I say my son, I mean me. What else can we expect?
Lots of stilt walking, lots of different acrobats, face painter. The face painting always goes down more for the adults than the children sometimes.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the adults like to have the face. I have to say, I am one of those. I do like...
Oh, really? Do you know what? It's not for me, face painting. It's not for me, but I can see that.
we just find that it's usually a great way. We're going to be based out of the Victoria Shopping Centre at our retail mobile unit that's there, where you'll be able to get the booklets from, any Harrogate bid maps, any information will be able to come out of there as well, and that's throughout the whole UCI event. But the street entertainment will be on both weekends.
There's a really interesting looking event, the skulls,
oh,
isn't
the,
it?
They're quite unique.
They are.
Yes, Harrogate will be one of the first places that they're showcased. Oh. So on the Friday afternoon, we're bringing them in and we're getting them dressed up as cyclists.
Okay.
But then right. on stilts, but then they're going to turn into the evening and we're going to take them down a couple of the bars areas. Oh. I think that'd be quite interesting to be having a drink and sit by the side of one of those.
Yeah, these faces, they're a bit like if you've ever seen the Mexican Day of the Dead type
That's
stuff.
That's exactly what they are.
It's that sort of big kind of white and black skull faces. Mm. And you can actually see a picture. If you go to the UCI section of StrayFM.com, you can see a picture that we ran a story on this about a week ago. So you can go and check that out. Going to be an interesting few days, lots of great stuff happening. Just before we finish, Elizabeth, because we've got loads more to crack into this podcast, but what are the businesses saying? Are they excited? Are they energised?
I think it's been a mixed sort of feeling, and I understand why, because it is going to disrupt normality. And that's, you know, it's not just opening hours, but also businesses getting deliveries, etc. Mm-hmm. I think the more that businesses have been able to embrace, the more you will see sort of the feedback and the footfall come in. I do totally understand and respect people's thoughts and views on it, but we have this amazing event and we really have to engage it because these people are coming. What we want to do is try and promote Harrogate for after this event as well. There is other reasons to come back.
This is Stray FM's Ready for Yorkshire 2019.
It's hard to comprehend at this stage an estimated TV audience of 250 million. That kind of exposure, you just can't buy it, can you? It's incredible.
And it's all over the world. Yeah. I mean, media planning would be a nightmare. So it's not just the town centre of Harrogate that will benefit from the event. Of course, it's all across North and West Yorkshire and even into East Yorkshire on some of the days. But in Harrogate itself, it's not just the town centre either. The Harrogate Circuit, which you'll have heard us talk a lot about so far on the Ready for Yorkshire 2019 podcast, is going to be the focal point of a lot of racing. Now, if you don't know where this is, I'm going to give you a little rundown of the route now. The start and finish line of this Harrogate circuit is on the West Park, just next to the Stray. And the route then goes to the Prince of Wales roundabout, up Otley Road towards Beckwithshaw, takes a right to the Pennypot Lane mini roundabout, goes right again past the old site of Queen Ethelburga's, the new Queen Ethelburga's estate, down Burke Crag, along Harlow Moor Road, down the side of the Valley Gardens, down Harlow Moor Drive, Valley Drive, and at the bottom of the Valley Gardens it turns onto Cornwall Road. It then passes along Hereford Road and onto Kent Road and turns right again onto Ripon Road, so it sort of does a little dogleg back on itself around some of the houses around the Valley Gardens area. And then it goes down the hill, right onto Swan Road, Crescent Road, and then finally up Parliament Street to the finish line on West Park. You can see a full map of that, by the way, if you can't follow the road names, at strayfm.com/UCI.
And that is actually going to be a really good spot anywhere along that route to grab some of the cycling and take it in, because obviously the time trials, they're going to be doing a number of circuits, so you get to see the cyclists over and over again. We'll be finding out more about this because we're going to be chatting to Andy Hindley, who is the CEO of it all, of all Yorkshire 2019.
Before the big boss man.
Exactly, before we finish the podcast. But we've got another guest now, Tom.
Oh yeah, I'm just going to give a quick shout out, by the way, to the church in Beckwithshaw, because they're doing loads of activities every single day of Yorkshire 2019, and I think it'd be one of those places that might get a little bit overlooked. So I think if you want to down, go to Beckwithshaw, yeah. And they're really, really getting behind it. So our next guest on the podcast is someone who knows a thing or two about Harrogate, but specifically, we wanted to talk to him about a city that is really involved and really getting behind this event. That city, of course, is Ripon. So we asked the mayor of the Harrogate district, Stuart Martin, to tell us about how the people of Ripon are feeling.
I don't think anybody really realizes just yet how big this event's going to be. It's the World Cup of Cycling. We couldn't get any bigger than that.
Going back to what, a year ago when Yorkshire 2019 approached you guys, how did it all happen and what was the excitement then?
Well, I wasn't in office when Harrogate Borough Council were approached, so I don't have much knowledge of that. But I do know that when the news broke to councillors, there was this general excitement. It was felt it was generally a good thing for the district. If you were a business owner, you just couldn't buy that sort of publicity for your business. And I think to get 9 days coverage of all the attractions and the area in general is just massive.
Now, obviously, Harrogate Town is the centre of it all, but there are many events taking place right across the area. including your home city of Ripon?
There's great excitement in Ripon at the moment. I mean, there's obviously going to be disruption, as there is everywhere else, but the community are really embracing it. If you've gone anywhere near Ripon, you can't fail to see all the bunting and the jerseys that are up, the wooden cycles and wooden jerseys on the roundabouts. The ladies that have been knitting the UCI jumpers have just been absolutely phenomenal. I understand they've knit over 4,000 of these jerseys and put them on tape and put them around the area. All the businesses have embraced it. Been a real community spirit. And I know Ripon City Council have planned a weekend of events for the second weekend of the UCI. They've got tribute bands on the Market Square. They've got stunt cyclists coming, solo circus, climbing walls, fairground, Punch and Judy, donkey rides, all sorts of things. Ripon City Band playing on at different parts of the day. It's going to be a real bumper time in Ripon, and lots of things are happening.
And fireworks to finish it off on that Saturday as well, which Ripon always loves the fireworks.
Yeah, the majority of people do.
So with regards to all the jerseys that have been knitted, that's a lot of knitting. And that's the same team who were behind the Fantastic Poppies, isn't it?
The majority of them are, yeah. Last year, you can't fail to have noticed the Poppies. And as that was coming to an end, the ladies made such good friends through knitting and nattering in various cafes. They wanted something to do. And it was suggested by one of the ladies who's involved with one of the local cycle shops, Moonglow, that they do some UCI jumpers. They've just gone crazy with them. There's over 4,000 of them. And they've, you know, once the UCI's gone and left the area, they've got plans for these jumpers to be knit into blankets. I'm taking some out to Madagascar with a charity I'm involved with for young children to wear out there. They've really thought through what they're going to do and how they want everything decorating. The ladies have done a teddy bear trail around the shops. 79 businesses have all taken part in this. They've all got a teddy bear somewhere in the shop to try and attract people to come and have a look at around the business and things like that. And there's a £25 prize. If you find all the different locations of the teddy bears, you fill in your form, submit it, and then it'll be put into a draw and the winner gets £25.
Brilliant.
And the cathedral are also taking part. There's a separate teddy bear trail inside the cathedral as well. So
that's lovely. Are you here, there and everywhere during the actual week?
Yeah, I've got lots of engagements. I'm not quite sure what my diary is completely looking like at the moment, but I'll be in Harrogate, I will be in Ripon, and I'll be everywhere I can be. The intention is to do as many events as I possibly can during that period. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and let's make the most of it.
It'll be great to see you if you are in Ripon that second Saturday, because myself and David Whittle from Stray FM, we're involved, and Ben's going to be there from the radio station. So really looking forward to it, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Everything you need for the UCI Road World Cycling Championships. This is Stray FM's Ready for Yorkshire 2019.
I'm really looking forward to that Saturday afternoon actually in Ripon, because there's going to be so much going on. We get underway at 3 o'clock and take you right through to the evening, where there is going to be fireworks.
You can't have an event in Ripon without fireworks.
Need fireworks. Definitely need fireworks. So it is going to be really good. And for me, that's the beauty of the UCI Road World Championships. The fact that they're just trying to include everybody, old and young. There's so many opportunities to get involved, isn't there?
There absolutely are. And in fact, actually, you can get involved by riding it. Now, I think entries may well have closed for this now, but on Sunday, the 22nd of September, there's going to be an open ride. It's called the Sportive. Now, you may have noticed in cycling, a lot of the words have French sounding
things. They do, don't they? Yeah.
It's all a bit French. Well, French is actually the official language of cycling. It's a French sport, a bit like we perceive football to be an English sport.
And cricket.
People would probably argue against that nowadays.
But yes, so there's lots of French. So sportive is basically the French way of saying it's an open ride that the public can get involved with. Now, this is going to happen on the morning of Sunday, the 22nd of September. It starts very early. They'll be arriving from about 6 o'clock on West Park. They'll be starting from the official finish line of all the UCI Road World Championship races on West Park and then heading out into Nidderdale, into the Dales on some of it. And there's three different routes. They all head off at sort of roughly the same time and then go out into the Dales, into these beautiful areas to do various lengths of ride. The long ride is incredibly long. And then they all come back round and down to the Great Yorkshire Showground where this Cycle Expo is taking place, and the finish line will be in that Cycle Expo on Sunday morning. Now, the reason I'm particularly telling you about this is if you're driving around on Sunday morning, you will find that there are more bikes around than usual. It's an open road, so you can still ride with them, but obviously just be careful as you're driving around because there'll be a lot of bikes about.
And be nice to them as well.
Please do.
Yeah, because they're all looking forward to it. And good luck if you are doing it. For people who are not even that bothered about doing the cycling, there's still many more who are just genuinely excited about the prospect of such a huge event, the biggest sporting event in the UK this year, taking place on our doorstep, and they are the volunteers.
Yes, and we thought it was incredibly important to get one of them onto this Ready for Yorkshire 2019 podcast, so we spoke to Holly Burgin to find out how she's getting involved.
Events of this magnitude simply cannot take place without great volunteers, such as the lady who's coming to join us now, Holly from Skipton. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Now, Holly, you are not just dedicated to this. You've taken the train to come here to join us for this recording today. You are so excited about all this, aren't you?
I am, definitely, yeah. Two trains, in fact.
Two trains. She is showing her dedication to the cycling in Harrogate already. Now, Holly, you've got a really cool job. So you're volunteering, and we should explain that actually Yorkshire Tea have got completely behind the volunteering. They're sort of the sponsors of the volunteering, and you are part of the
best
Yorkshire
Tea in the world, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
You're part of the Yorkshire team.
Yep.
See what they've done there?
Yeah.
They've just added an M.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Creative.
So you have come in your uniform as well, which is fantastic.
Thank you for doing that.
And your job is very cool, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'm on sports presentations, which is basically to make sure all the pros, all the bands, everybody who's performing at the opening and closing ceremonies, they're all looked after, especially the pro cyclists. The protocol for the ceremonies, medal ceremonies, has to be followed. So we have to make sure people are in the right places. And of course, we get to meet all of these people.
That'd be
amazing.
That'd be so good. So
you're
living it up with the likes of Jarvis Cocker and Pigeon Detectives. And
yeah, just average day.
Just, yeah,
you
just
know.
A normal day from Holly from Skipton.
Of course.
Yeah.
So how did it all kind of come about for you? And how do you get selected for that particular role?
I started when I did the Grand Départ, when the Tour de France came through. I was in Skipton for that, and then I've done every Tour de Yorkshire since. You just apply every year, and then it was an application process for the Worlds, and we got picked, and for some unknown reason I seem to have got the best role ever, so
brilliant.
thank you whoever did that.
why did you want to volunteer the first time? What screamed to you, this is something I want to get involved with? Because there are a lot of people who just be like, oh, voluntary, I don't even be bothered with that. Why did you want to do it the first time
for the Grand Départ? Because I love Yorkshire. And I've spent a lot of time in France. My parents live in France. And I've always kind of wanted to see the Tour de France. And I thought, what better way to get involved and to put Yorkshire on show than to be involved with it? You volunteer because you love something. You love doing it. You want to build up the atmosphere. And all the crowds are so impressive in Yorkshire.
What did you do in previous years then for like the Tour de Yorkshire and stuff? Because this is a very specific role. You know, there aren't these massive ceremonies as such for the Tour de Yorkshire, is there? So what have you done previously?
Previously, I did supervisor for the Grand Départ and Tour de Yorkshire's and Flag and Whistle, which is standing on the bollards, waving the flag and blowing the whistle, making sure
that
they don't crash into
the
bollards.
I've seen that on the telly. Don't crash into us. Yep. There is a lamppost here. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And just keep your fingers crossed that they listen to you.
And stay away from the lamppost.
The thing about this is, though, it's a really brave job to have to do, because you are almost literally protecting a bollard. Like, you're waving a flag in front of a bollard as a human.
Oh, no, whistle. Don't forget the whistle. Yeah, it is. It's really exhilarating, though, because when you've got the peloton coming towards your bollard and you're blowing the whistle and literally they're going either side of you, you have the best view ever because they're literally there.
In fairness, that is a view that not many of us will ever get. So that is very cool.
Yeah, so you have to volunteer then next year.
Well, maybe I will.
Well, yeah, next time, there you go. There you go, tick it off the bucket list. Yeah. I've protected a ballad.
Yeah. I want to. The ballad in Skipton that I usually get, I've had 3 years in a row and I keep asking for a plaque or something on it.
I was going to say, is it you feel like that's Holly's ballad?
It's my ballad, exactly.
Or,
that,
or
yeah.
We could call it the Hollard.
Hey! Yeah,
you like
very
that?
Good, yeah.
So, Holly, tell
can
us
I have
about
a plaque then for it.
I don't know if I have the power to do that, but I'm going to say yes. So, tell us this role, so these ceremonies and stuff, there's ceremonies like every day. So, if I'm wanting to go down and enjoy the fan zone and Harrogate and general, then I'll be able to see all this stuff on the stage, won't I? I can just kind of walk in and enjoy it.
Yes, the fan zone's free to enter, so anyone can go in, and there's entertainment every day. The opening ceremony is on Saturday.
What's the attitude towards it all around Skipton?
Well, it's coming through Skipton. The men's elite race is coming through Skipton on the 29th.
Yep, we're going to be there.
Oh, yeah, excellent. Yeah. Make sure you protect my bollard.
Well, I'll do my best. We'll have to point it out.
We need to get you to the Hollard.
Smiles from Holly's bollard.
Oh, yes, it's out. Yeah, it's right outside NatWest.
Brilliant.
Everyone in Skipton knows where my bollard is.
Okay. Notorious.
Yeah. Usually, when the Tour de Yorkshire comes through, it's also the Waterways Festival. So there's already the crowds there.
Yeah.
So, with it being a Sunday morning, 9:45, I just hope everybody in Skipton can get out of bed in time and go down to the high street and watch it.
Skipton normally does turn out in numbers, in fairness.
You know what the nice thing is that shops open at 10 on a Sunday, don't they? So you go down, the shops will open just after the race will come through. The shops will open, do a bit of shopping, have a look around, maybe stay for some lunch. Well, it sounds like a good morning out to me.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And it'll be sun shining because I've ordered the sun. So,
good.
You know,
thank you, Holly.
You're
we appreciate
welcome.
That.
That's all right.
Good work.
It'll rain on the Monday after, but that's all right.
What more do you need? Sunshine, Yorkshire tea and biscuits too. You've got it all. But also, you're doing something very special for the official charity of the event, Holly. You're running the course, running a course?
Yeah, so the Harrogate Circuit, which is 14 kilometres, which the pro cyclists, the women go around it 3 times and the men the 7 times. I'm going to be running that at some point over the 9 days when it's safe to do so.
Yeah.
For Leeds Cares, which is the official charity for the UCIs.
Excellent. So it's a 14-kilometre run around the Harrogate Circuit. If you're listening to this going, which one's the Harrogate Circuit again? It's the bit that goes from West Park, Otley Road, out to Beckwith Shore, up around the back there to Pennypot Lane, and then back into Harrogate to run a little kind of dogleg back on itself through the Duchy Estate and back down Ripon Road onto Parliament Street. And up to West Park again at the finish line. So it's a decent old route because it's not only 14 kilometres, it's 14 fairly hilly kilometres, Holly.
It is hilly, yes. But I'm used to that. We've been in Skipton.
You'll breeze through it.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, if it's that easy, you're going to join me. Well,
you're all right. I'm busy
you
that day.
There you go.
Whichever day it is, I'm busy.
So, and actually, let's not dumb this down because we do want you to donate to Holly's fund.
Yes, please.
Which
for
you
very
can
good
do.
Cause.
If you search on Just Giving, if you search for Holly with an IE, dash the Yorkshire team, you can find Holly's fundraising account there, and please give generously.
Holly, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
You're listening to Stray FM's Ready for Yorkshire 2019 with Pete Edgerton and Tom Harland.
She was smiling like a Cheshire cat when she was in, bless her. What a job she's going to have looking after the likes of Jarvis Cocker and the Pigeon Detectives. If you want to see the uniform that volunteers like Holly are going to be wearing, we've got a picture for you on the UCI pages of StrayFM.com. There is so much information to get stuck in there. And of course, one thing that's been so great with the cycling events that have been through our area, like the Tour de Yorkshire, for example, is the caravan, as people talk about it. When all the sponsorship vehicles rock up, there's loads of horns, there's loads of tooting, and they stop and they give out loads of free stuff. That's happening with these championships, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So you and I actually saw this I saw it for the first time when I was with you in Pateley Bridge.
Oh, it's amazing.
For the Tour de Yorkshire this year. First time I'd ever seen it. And yeah, so the sponsors basically rock up in their branded vehicles of various shapes and sizes. They toot their horns, they have a big party for about 10 minutes, and then they toot their horns again, and they're like, right, we got to go! We got to go! So it's a good reason to get out on the course early. Now, this is happening, as Pete says, for the first time ever in the UCI World Road Championship. Championships, and it will happen for the two elite races, the elite road races. These are on Saturday the 28th and Sunday the 29th of September. Now on the Saturday, it's going to leave Bradford at about 10 o'clock and then head around the route. So about 10:15 into Otley, Pateley Bridge at about 11. It will be going through all sorts of places, taking stops, and you can see the full list of where it's going to be and when it's going to stop online at strayfm.com on the UCI pages. Sunday, same thing, but because the course is so long and the race starts so early on the Sunday out of Leeds, it's actually going to start a little bit later on the course. It's going to start at Reith. Now, Reith is where there were the floods earlier in the year
and the
bridge fell down. So they've deliberately chosen the start as Reith to give something back to the people that suffered over the summer.
Really nice idea. Now, thank you to those of you who've been getting in touch via social media. We fully accept that this Road World Championships is not for everybody, and questions have been coming in. So who better to answer those questions than a man who is very much focused on Harrogate and North Yorkshire as a whole? That is North Yorkshire County Councillor Don McKenzie. Tom has been speaking to him.
The UCIs are, of course, taking place in many parts of the county, but every day they will take place in Harrogate, which is the host town. So, Harrogate is very much a focus for it. I am a local member here in Harrogate. My county council division is Harrogate Saltergate. And in fact, the Duchy Estate, which is part of my division, is actually on the Harrogate circuit.
So very much the centre of things around here. Now, Don, you obviously at the council have been working closely with the organisers of this event, and you can't travel around North Yorkshire at the moment without seeing yellow signs about the UCI Road World Championship. It must have been a mammoth undertaking, sorting all the road closures and the like out.
Yes, we have a full team in our highways department who've been working on this in conjunction with both Harrogate Borough Council and the championship organisers, Yorkshire 2019, for about a year. And over the course of that time, we've been working towards ensuring that these championships, which are the biggest sporting occasion I think ever held in North Yorkshire, will be a total success, and they will be also run safely. Harrogate will be affected, we openly admit that, by several road closures over the 9-day period of the championships. And clearly that will mean that some residents will have their daily travel routines upset, and they will have to make alternative arrangements during the course of the championships. I have to say that North Yorkshire County Council didn't bring the races here. The organiser, Yorkshire 2019, are the organisers of the championships. We, North Yorkshire County Council, are simply responding to the need to be able to run these road races safely and successfully for all concerned.
So what's the main message then, Don, for people who are... There are people who are obviously very excited about this, and we've got a whole spectrum of residents who are super excited, want to get as involved as possible, through to couldn't care less, want to keep out of the way of the event totally. And all of those are perfectly valid responses to something like this. What's the key message in terms of getting ready for this to happen next week?
I've personally had previous experience of this with the Tour de France in 2014, and I did hear from several residents before the Tour de France came to Harrogate in 2014 that they were very concerned at the disruption that would be caused by that championship. Admittedly, it was only for one day here in Harrogate, but I have to say that before the event there was criticism, there were concerns expressed. But during the course of the Tour de France then and afterwards, I heard nothing but praise from people saying what a great occasion it had been. I expect a very similar thing, in fact, with the Yorkshire 2019 UCI World Championships, that there is concern beforehand. But I think once the championships are underway, people will recognise that this is a wonderful thing for Harrogate, for North Yorkshire, to be able to welcome the biggest spectator occasion ever that has occurred in our county.
People will be used to the Tour de Yorkshire coming every year since the Tour de France, as you mentioned there, and be used to these kind of rolling road closures that happen where the race comes through, the roads close maybe half an hour, 45 minutes before the race comes through, the race hurtles through, it's a great spectacle, and then very quickly afterwards the roads reopen. Now that's going to happen for the second half of the week, isn't it, for the road races that happen later on in the week. But what we've not really had before are these time trial events, and we heard with Ned Bolting, the cycling commentator earlier on, the difference between all these events.
With the time trial events, we've got fixed road closures in place. And if you look at our guides at strayfm.com/UCIs, you can see them there. You can see them on the North Yorkshire County Council website as well. And we've got these blocks of time. We've got amber closures and red closures, haven't we, Don? Can you just explain how that's going to work?
Yes, absolutely right. I mean, rolling road closures have been the norm with the Tour de Yorkshire. But especially for Harrogate, there have to be fixed road closures for periods of time, simply because one has to keep the streets clear. So parking and travelling on the roads will be fairly heavily restricted over the 9-day period. And indeed, you know, that will affect some residents more than others. I said earlier that my own electoral division includes the Duchy Estate. The Harrogate Circuit is going through the Duchy Estate. It goes out along the Otley Road, Pot Bank, Pennypot Lane, through the Duchy Estate and back into town that way. Clearly, there will be long-term parking restrictions on the race route for the whole of the 9-day period and fairly long road closures. There will be amber periods, at which time limited access will be possible, and there will be red periods when no access will be possible. And when I talk about access, I'm talking mainly about vehicular traffic. Of course, there'll be very, very few restrictions for people who decide to walk.
Yes. So if you're looking at these maps and you're seeing at the kind of amber and red closures, you'll notice that there's crossing points, and that's for cars basically to get across the track. And actually, it brings us nicely on, because what we did earlier in the week and last week, we asked for your questions. So people have been sending us their questions to the Stray FM social media channels. And Catherine, who lives in Jennyfields, was asking about how she gets out of Jennyfields at the times when Skipton Road and Ripon Road are going to be closed as part of the racetrack. And she was worried because she can't see where her crossing point would be. She can't see how she'd get out. And Don, you've got a reassuring message for her, haven't you?
Yes. Hello, Catherine. Catherine will be one of my constituents in my electoral division. I think one or two residents are a bit confused about the word crossing point, as if a crossing point is a way to cross a given road, in this case either Skipton Road or Ripon Road, straight across. But in fact, dogleg manoeuvres will be permitted during the amber period. So, I mean, there's no question that residents of the Jennyfields estate can, during those amber periods and outside of the amber periods, but not in the red periods, take their car out of, for example, Crowbury Drive or out of Jennyfield Drive and do a manoeuvre, a dogleg type manoeuvre, to get outside of the race circuit.
And there are a lot of people I know who have school runs to do. It involves getting from Jennyfields into Bilton, so that will be very reassuring for them as well. Another talking about the Harrogate Circuit and your constituents there, another question came in from Irene, who lives on Lancaster Road, which is one of the roads just outside the fan zone on the Stray. And she says, I've just found out that I might have difficulty getting to my home because the road closures are coming into place for various TV crews and structures and that sort of thing. Surely, Don, residence access is being maintained, isn't it?
Yes, residence access will be maintained. I mean, clearly, Lancaster Road is very close to the fan zone. There's a great deal going on there, especially amongst media. There'll be TV crews and the like. On a day-by-day basis, residents of areas like Lancaster Road can just check on the website. That is the North Yorkshire County Council website, just /UCI, or indeed look on the Yorkshire 2019 app, either on a phone or a tablet, and you'll see there quite clearly when there are amber periods, when there are red periods as far as access is concerned. I've had similar inquiries from other areas of the race circuit, including Harlow Moor Drive, and it in the case of residents with parking permits, during the course of the UCI Championships, those parking permits, which would normally be valid only for the particular area in which that resident lives, but during the course of the UCIs, these parking permits will be valid for use anywhere appropriately in the whole of the Harrogate area.
And that's important, actually, because what we don't want to see is cars parked on the track, maybe over. People might say, but Councillor McKenzie, why can't we park overnight when there's no racing happening? Well, there'll be issues of getting your car towed away, I imagine, Don.
There will. And we've had this experience even with a one-day event like the Tour de Yorkshire, where in spite of our very best efforts to put down notices, to put down bollards to stop people parking, nevertheless, one or two people decided to park, left their car on the race circuit itself, and we've had to tow them away. In order to avoid that risk every day of the UCI Championships, parking will be prohibited on the race routes for the whole of the UCI Championships.
Public transport is still running during the UCIs, isn't it, Don?
It is. We're putting a link to the two main bus operators in Harrogate on the North Yorkshire County Council website. I have to say that both bus operators have responded very well to this. They will be enhancing their services during the course of the UCI Championships, as indeed will the two principal rail operators, that is Northern Rail and especially LNER, who actually informed me recently they're putting on an additional 27 journeys between Harrogate and Leeds over the first weekend, with a similar service over the second weekend. And all of those services will be with the brand new Azuma trains.
Two more very quick questions for you, Don, because we've got loads to fit into this podcast. So there is additional parking available throughout the World Championships at the Yorkshire Showground, isn't there? Do you think that's going to cause additional traffic issues around sort of the Wetherby Road area, that sort of thing?
Well, Wetherby Road is always very busy.
Yes, it is.
Yorkshire 2019 have indeed made these arrangements for like a park and ride service from the Yorkshire Showground with bus shuttles to and from the town centre. I think this will work very well. Actually, North Yorkshire County Council have also recognised that with certain communities, like, for example, the Queen Ethelberger's estate, which is located right next to Pennypot Lane on the race circuit, we have four residents of that estate actually secured some additional parking spaces at the Army Foundation College, where secure parking can be found just outside the race circuit to enable residents of the Queen Ethelberger's estate to travel a bit more freely.
Excellent news. And the final thing, Don, is a question that has been asked a few times to us. It's about kind of disruption to business and to residents. So there are a number of businesses who obviously, in fact, the vast majority of businesses are embracing this and are getting behind it, putting special offers on, getting behind what is happening over the 9 days. But there are some who've decided that it's not going to be able for them to go about their usual business, or that they need to change their hours, that sort of thing. And one of the questions that comes up is about what is being done at a sort of council level to support those businesses. The questions go from everything from what support, what are we going to get out of this, to why aren't we getting a compensation scheme? What have you got to say to businesses like that?
Well, first of all, North Yorkshire County Council, I regret, cannot give compensation to businesses who say or claim that their business is going to be affected during these UCI World Championships. Of course, I know there are some who are probably a little less suited to catering for tourists than others. I mean, obviously, hotels, guest houses, restaurants, bars and clubs and these types of organisation will see vastly increased turnovers. Indeed, I understand it's very difficult to get any accommodation in Harrogate at the moment. I met recently, completely by coincidence, on a train coming from Leeds to Harrogate, a senior member of Harrogate Rugby Football Club. And he was telling me that they are responding very positively to the UCIs, and they have offered camping space at the rugby club. And indeed, they've completely sold out. They've managed to make several thousand pounds worth of additional income for the rugby club, which is always a very useful thing, and indeed also intend to perhaps offer catering like breakfasts to the various campers using their grounds. So here is, I think, a good example of an organisation having a very positive outlook on these championships, which, after all, are going to bring hundreds of thousands of brand new visitors from all over the world to our county and especially to Harrogate. And these people may want to come back. They may like what they see, and who wouldn't? And of course, they'll be also spending a great deal of money while they are here. So I think the opportunities are here for many types of business, but I think one has to have an optimistic, a positive and a creative outlook on it.
And will you get to see any cycling?
Yes, I will walk down myself from my home to see some cycling, and I'm looking forward to enjoying the fan zone on the Stray. I'm watching that being built up now. I remember that from previous cycling events that we've held here since 2014. I'm looking forward to it very much.
Everything you need for the UCI Road World Cycling Championships. This is Stray FM's Ready for Yorkshire 2019.
Thank you so much if you sent in a question, and hopefully we've managed to answer a good number of them there with Councillor Don McKenzie. Now, next up on Ready for Yorkshire 2019, we've got a very special guest, Tom.
You might recognise this chap's voice. It's Nick Hancock from the Stray FM Breakfast Show. Oh, I think you're the only person we've given a round of applause to on this podcast.
And I hope I'm not expected to know anything because I'm listening to find out things that are going on. So please,
we were
going to
test you.
Please don't ask me anything.
What's going to happen next week during Nick's show is that I'm going to sit in the corner of the studio and shout what's happening to him.
Just keep feeding me the lines.
But in all seriousness, you need to listen to Nick because Nick's actually going to be on over the first weekend between 12 and 5, and he's going to be on the breakfast show as normal during the week for all the latest breaking UCI. Well, there is actually going to be some cycling news because you've got an expert coming on, haven't you?
Yeah, so we've got, I thought it would be useful just to have a little bit of, we all like those, you know, those little tidbits you can use in conversation. So that might be who the people are to look out for each day, or which bits might be particularly exciting for the cyclists and stuff. So we've got Sally cycling 7:30 every morning. And yeah, I mean, she is so excited about the UCIs. Keeping her down to talking for just a couple of minutes is going to be the biggest challenge, to be honest.
She has a Twitter account, @SallyCycling, that she set up specifically for this role she's been given. And she's tweeting a lot. So
she's incredible.
You can follow her already.
And a sneak peek of the fan zone this Friday with Will Smith throwing himself off a bus. So I hear.
So Friday morning. So yeah, we've got a load of stuff on Friday, and it'll just, I think my thing for people listening to Stray FM, I think, and this is probably one of the best things about the UCIs, the first weekend, and when we get going, it will almost market the second weekend and the rest of the event to everybody else. So people who've just been busy and not paid too much attention, hopefully are getting loads out of listening to this. But I think people will get more engaged. And actually, here's the thing, people will get a lot more positive after this first weekend, because I guarantee people will be proud of how this area looks when they see it full of people with the world watching. So yeah, so I think we're just going to kind of get through it together, hold people's hands yeah, through it, and yeah, enjoy the ride.
Absolutely.
You're like the audio cuddle that we'll need. Yeah, during all of
exactly. Yeah, definitely. Exactly. Now our next guest is the man of Yorkshire 2019, because it's the CEO himself, Andy Hindley. Both Tom and I have been catching up.
It would be remiss of us to talk about Yorkshire 2019 without talking to the people who are organising it. So we went straight to the top, and we've got the CEO of Yorkshire 2019, Andy Hindley, with us in the studio. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Very, very good to be here.
Do you know what? Genuinely, it's a real privilege because we are days away. And I just said to Andy out in the reception here at Stray FM, I went, it's just a couple of days away, Andy, isn't it? And he went, oh, we know.
Yeah. I would imagine it's pretty hectic. Right now.
Focused is a good word. Focused, yeah. It's not hectic, actually. We're ahead of schedule. So we're really liking where we are. We've still got plenty to do between now and the start. But at the moment, we're in a good place.
These things are meticulously planned, though, aren't they?
They are. The quote I got from one of our planners was, this is Olympic-level planning.
So what we want.
That's exactly what we're aiming for, the absolute top, the pinnacle of sports planning. And she's from an Olympic planning background, so she knows what Olympic planning looks like.
Gold medal in Olympic planning.
Yeah,
I like it.
Definitely. So if we go back to where it's kind of started with regards to the building and the construction of the fan zone in Harrogate, Andy, what have been the first steps and what have you had to do so far?
Thankfully, we haven't yet closed the road, which is a good thing. So we've worked around that. Fence the site off, make it secure, start with the basics, lay it out, mark the ground, start bringing the big stuff in first, protect the stray, lots of trackway going down. And then, yeah, you start with the big structures. So the hospitality marquee's gone up, the stage is up. I mean, that's the obvious one. That's really the superstore's gone up. That's big.
And then it is a big superstore. I saw this. I went for a walk around the outside of the fan zone the other day, and I was like, that is a decent... I am a sucker for merchandise, so I was very excited.
You'll be queuing up straight away.
You probably thought, what's it doing in the middle of nowhere?
It did look a bit like that, yeah.
But it isn't. It's actually in the middle of what we call the Yorkshire Village and the Traders Village. So it will grow all around that fan zone. But you put the big stuff in first.
Yeah, yes. Of course.
So therefore, it looks a little bit isolated. Come back at the beginning or during the championship.
Well, we're going to come down on the Friday morning, so the day before. We've been given, this has just come through just now actually, we've been given exclusive access, so we're going to do a tour.
You're going down with Will Smith, aren't you?
Yes, I'm going to go and look after Will Smith, yes.
Somebody has to.
Fantastic. You'll see it in all its glory, so yeah. It'll be finished by then.
Very exciting. Now, by the time people listen to this, actually, the roads will have started to be closed, the West Park will be closed. That finish line area is going to be something, isn't it, in the centre of Harrogate?
Yeah, it's already taking shape. So we've got structures going up on the other side of the road that aren't ours. So there's activity going on both sides of the road on the finish line. We actually have to cut a groove into the road to put the timing. You know when you see the photo finish? That's down to the millimetre or less, whatever it gives there. So that actually quite a technical
bit
of kit.
Is that quite a distinct possibility that they might need to be like photo finishes? Is this the type of course that's going to be close?
Well, you think about any major bike race, and just everyone's seen probably at stage of the Tour de France, and you get to that sprinting at the end and they can be separated by less than a tyre, even in fact a quarter or a third or whatever it is of tyre, and a tyre's only 20 odd mil,
especially on those bikes, the tiny tyres.
So fine.
So yes, it is really, really important, because hey, whether you're the junior, whether you're an intermediate, or whether you're elite, male or female, you've given your everything to try and win. You need to know if you have or you haven't, and when it comes down to that split second timing, you've got to get it right.
And as we heard from Ned Bolting, you've got to get that rainbow jersey for the year.
That's a big old deal.
And he said, you know, in road cycling, that is it, that's the pinnacle.
And then for the rest of your career, you wear the stripes on your sleeve, so everybody knows you have been a world champion.
Yeah.
Logistically, with what you've set up so far, what's been kind of the toughest aspect, or has it all been okay?
It's planning for spectators. So it's trying to give the spectators the best experience possible. Running a bike race per se, even though this is 9 days of bike racing and 1,400 athletes from 80 countries, and we've got multiple disciplines and we've got different age groups, actually that's relatively straightforward. It's a very, very known and known.
Yeah.
But from a spectator perspective, Yorkshire loves a bike race, right? Mm. But it's not just a Yorkshire event. This is a UK-wide and much wider international event. Yeah, we're expecting 15% of visitors to come from overseas. Some are already here. Once they've travelled from Australia, they're here already, because they're not going to turn up the day before.
Yeah,
jet
of course.
Lag. So it's managing expectation and giving, as best we can, everybody the best experience possible. It's one of the reasons why our fan zone is so big and full of really interesting things. It's to keep people entertained between racing, because racing doesn't happen all day, every day.
No.
We want to keep people there and keep them excited and introduce them to other bits of cycling. So you've got lots of stands to look at, equipment, we've got displays, we've got learning to ride a bicycle, everything. Big kids zone. Come and, you know, bring the kids, have a play. It's all free.
I was going to ask that, because there is something for everybody, isn't there? I noticed actually a press release came out the other day. There's baby classes during the week. So if you're a local resident and you want to take you know a child who's not even at school yet, there's stuff going on for them.
There is. We wanted to cater for everybody. And we were at a launch of the seniors, Road Worlds for seniors the other day.
We were, yes.
So
it was great.
You know, that you were there, we were there, 75, 80-year-olds riding bicycles just for a bit of fun. And it's about fun. It's about going for a ride, smiling, getting in touch with that opportunity to be out in the fresh air and get a bit of bicycling experience.
And is it going to work, Andy, that it's, because obviously there's a limit on how many people can be in the fan area at any given time, so it's first come, first served?
It is. It's a big number, but we expect it to get full at the weekends.
Yeah.
So we're licensed for about 50,000, slightly under. We're not going to get to that number because we don't think it'll be comfortable for people in there. So we'll limit it to just 44,000.
Just.
yeah. So we've dropped the number down a little bit. There's still space in there. Still feel comfortable. If we put more in, it may not do. I mean, again, that's about experience. We want to limit it to make sure the experience is good. So,
can I ask about, because when I went for this walk the other day, it was surprisingly hot, but really nice walk. There was a bit of trackway that was coming out of the fan zone. Now, I believe this is what you guys are calling a rock star start. Is that right?
You're right. Absolutely right. So we've actually painted it now.
It's going for another walk.
It doesn't look patchwork anymore. It's all uniform colour. It is the start for 2 days of time trials. So we've got the mixed relay time trial on the Sunday, and we've got 2 junior time trials on the Monday, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So we'll use that, and they start in the fan zone, come out and go onto the circuit, straight onto the road from there. So we've effectively, what we've done is we've built a pretend piece of road into the fan zone. So if you're coming at the first weekend on that Sunday, you can see your favourite rider, assuming that they're chosen for their country, starting right in the middle of the fan zone.
That is going to be atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just lines of people either side of that start, roaring them on. It's going to be amazing.
And we've got some special things adapted. So when you say it's a rock star start, we've built into the start ramp. So they come down a little ramp to start with. That's traditional in a time trial to get them going because they start from static. Mm-hmm. We've built LED screens into the ramp.
No way.
So yeah. So they're inbuilt under the... You can
pimped
see
it up.
It's properly pimped up. Properly pimped up.
Pimp my start.
Oh, this is. It sounds like it's going to be absolutely incredible. Because that is the thing. I think we talked a bit to Ned Bolting about this, but about the different types of races and time trials have always struck me. And I was saying earlier that I'm a fair weather cycling fan. I'm an Olympic cycling fan. I describe myself as. Get really into it every 4 years, and then kind of my interest wanes a little bit. Not because I don't like it. I just don't get the time to follow it. But time trials always strike me as being a bit kind of edgier, a bit kind of rock star-y. I've got this image in my head of Bradley Wiggins sat in a throne at the London 2012 Olympics.
Yeah, well, they're slightly geeky because the bikes are way more technical.
Yeah.
They're very, very bespoke, built generally at the top end purely for that rider. They're the only one who can really fit on that bike. And then the training go through to hone their riding position. Because there's you, the road, the weather, and the clock. So it's a race of truth. You either do it, there's no help, there's no drafting behind somebody, there's no assistance from a teammate. It's you, the bike, and that's it, off you go. It's not easy.
out of all the different events, which are you most looking forward to, Andy?
Ah, that's a good question.
Which children you like.
I know, yeah. Everybody has a favourite. Don't lie.
I'm looking forward to the first Sunday, the mixed team time trial, because it's brand new. We've never really seen it before. Yeah. It's the first time at World Championships, that's for sure. And then the Elites weekend at the end. Because, A, there's a lot going on in the middle, and I'll be at every start, I'll be at every finish. I'm looking forward to every single race. But when it kicks off, we can all relax, it's started. And then, of course, I get to the end, and that's over a 2-year journey, and it's delivered. And then I can actually relax at that point.
Yeah, you can start to enjoy it.
Yeah, so I'm very looking forward to the start, and equally, I'm looking forward to the end.
Sure.
And if you had a message, Andy, to someone who's listening to this, and perhaps they are one of the people, and we're really encouraging people who like this to listen to this podcast, they're a bit apprehensive about the whole event, they're kind of not sure how it's going to disrupt their daily life, they've not really been into cycling before, so they kind of think, this event doesn't mean much to me. What's your message to them about getting involved in this?
You should get involved, you should try, you should come out and see what it's like. The atmosphere will be amazing. Whether that's the first Saturday, the Paracycling International, the weather forecast is glorious. So come and see what it's like. See the paracyclists, support them. Once you've seen that, and then take a view, and then come back in the week and let's see some world champions crowned in Harrogate, and come and join the fun.
You're listening to Stray FM's Ready for Yorkshire 2019 with Pete Edgerton and Tom Harland.
Andy is absolutely right. It's all about fun for us during the UCI Road World Championships in Yorkshire 2019, especially here at Stray FM, and we want you to have as much fun as possible despite any disruption that might happen. So contact us at Stray FM on social media. I promise that I will do my utmost to answer your specific questions as clearly as and as honestly as I can.
He will do as well. Make sure you ask for Tom because he is our cycling guru here at Stray FM. We are going to be out and about right across the area, so come and say hello. Come and be part of our 10,000 Smiles competition. Your opportunity to win £10,000, all thanks to the Raglan Suite Dental Practice. And enjoy, let's embrace what is the biggest sporting event in the UK this year. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, and find out everything you need to know. StrayFM.com/UCI.